time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 1,600 points on Monday in the biggest intraday decline in history, finishing down 4.6%. Asian markets are dropping again on Tuesday, signaling the turmoil will continue. The White House legal team has advised Trump not to agree to an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller.
Michael Schmidt and Maggie Haberman once again sharing a byline to report that, quote, Trump's lawyers want him to refuse an interview in Russia inquiry. According to four people briefed on this matter, lawyers are concerned that the president, who has a history of making false statements and contradicting himself, could be charged with lying to investigators. The lawyers and aides believe the special counsel might be unwilling to subpoena the president and set off a showdown with the White House that Mr. Mueller could lose in court. One of the few voices arguing for cooperating with Mr. Mueller is Ty Cobb, White House lawyer whom Mr. Trump also brought on to deal with Mr. Mueller's investigation. Mr. Trump's penchant for bravado has been a factor that his lawyers must contend with. The president has bragged to some aides that he would be able to clear himself if he talked to Mr. Mueller's team. In one deposition related to a libel case that Mr. Trump brought against the journalist Tim O'Brien, Mr. Trump admitted more than two dozen times under oath that he had lied in the past about a range of subjects. Mr. Trump ultimately lost the case.
The House to vote Tuesday to fund the government until March 23rd, another short-term continuing resolution, while funding community health centers for 2 years and boosting defense spending for the full year. This will almost certainly pass the House because the House Freedom Caucus, which vowed to vote against more stopgap bills, will support it. At the same time, the Senate is voting on a separate full-year defense spending bill. Meanwhile, the government runs out of money again on Thursday. Democratic Senator Chris Coons and Republican Senator John McCain on Monday introduced a new spending bill, but because it lacks funding for a border wall, the White House has declared it dead on arrival.
So you have here a bill that offers a path to citizenship for the Dreamers and a study of border security, but no money for the wall. So what's the carrot in here for conservatives who will say this is amnesty, they can't back it? What's the path forward to get this through the Senate and perhaps the House?
Well, first, I'm deeply honored that Senator McCain reached out to me, someone who has long been known as a very forceful advocate for full funding for the Department of Defense. He's trying to join with me and get this immigration conversation restarted in a positive direction in the Senate. This is a copy of the bill that has been championed in the House by Republican Congressman Will Hurd, who has 800 miles of Texas border in his district near El Paso, and Pete Aguiar of Southern California. It has 27 Republican co-sponsors and 27 Democratic co-sponsors in the House. So in an environment where it's often said, oh, this or that proposal can't pass the House, it's important to focus on the fact that this bill that we are introducing today, that Senator McCain and I are introducing in the Senate, already has a block of Republican co-sponsors about the same size as the Freedom Caucus. You are right in your question. It needs more border investment. It lays out a plan, a pathway towards securing control of the border by 2020. And I expect that in order for this to be embraced by Republicans as the solution that'll get us moving forward towards fully funding domestic and defense spending, we will need to add some border funding to it.
Donald Trump gave a speech in Cincinnati on Monday touting his tax scam, during which he accused Democrats of being, quote, un-American and, yes, quote, treasonous. When they didn't applaud as he rattled off positive numbers about Black and Hispanic unemployment in his State of the Union address.
So that means they would rather see Trump do badly, okay, than our country do well. That's what it means. It's very selfish. And it got to a point where I really didn't even want to look too much during the speech over to that side, because honestly, it was bad energy. No, it was bad energy. You're up there. You've got half the room going totally crazy, wild. They loved everything. They want to do something great for our country. And you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news like that, they were like death. And un-American. Un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not? You know. Can we call that treason? Why not? I mean, they certainly didn't seem to love our country very much.
Obviously, Trump has never watched a State of the Union address before, as the opposing party always stays seated and quiet, and he has no idea what the word treason means or the fact that treason is punishable by death. The House Intelligence Committee voted Monday evening unanimously in favor of publicly releasing a classified memo that Democrats say undermines allegations by the president and his allies, and that the FBI abused its spying powers while investigating his campaign. Democrats have clamored to release their memo since Republicans decided last week to make public their own once classified document over the objections of the FBI. I got the And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I really can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.